You're listening to Half-Assed Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.
So after hearing you guys banter back and forth for a while, what are we talking about today? Because I have no idea.
We texted you, right? Or
yeah,
no?
I heard resistance. Yeah, but it's...
Resistance is futile. Or futile. I'm not sure which is right.
It was a really long time ago for me. Like, my concept of time. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a couple of months.
It definitely feels like it's been...
I think weeks would be accurate, but...
Weeks is accurate, but it feels
apparently
like
he didn't miss you as much as I did.
All right, Pete.
I'm just kidding.
I texted her, I think. Did you text her?
Oh, yeah, I did text her.
Dang. We're tied.
We both missed you.
But what's the topic?
Freddie Overstein. Is that how you would say that?
Yep.
Truce Overstein and... Give me a second while I find it. Hanny Shaft. They were Dutch resistance fighters during World War II.
That's right. I do remember seeing those names in a text message, and I was like, I won't have time to research it, and you're like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no idea who any of these people are.
We didn't even discuss which one we were going to do first.
We just jumped right
we
in.
We just knew
yep.
the answer.
Intuition. Mm-hmm. On point.
So,
who are you talking about first?
Who are you talking about?
So Freddie and Truce Overstegen, Stegen? Is that what we said? No. Stegen?
Yeah, there's a G in it. I was just completely... I was making a silent G.
Okay. First and foremost, I want to apologize to the people of the Netherlands and the Dutch people because we're going to mispronounce everything.
Everything.
Because that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
And we even mispronounce our own words.
Well, it's a different language, so...
Yeah. We're sorry.
They'd probably have problems saying my last name.
Los Santos.
Oh, maybe.
Flugenflocken.
Los Santos.
Oh, where's my headphones?
Where are your headphones?
Why are they over
they're
there?
They're hanging. We always
learn. I was like, everybody's wearing headphones but me.
I learned how to say sorry. That's Los Santos.
Lo siento.
And no gracias, no gracias, no gracias, no gracias. Because everybody's like, lady, special price for you, my friend. I'm like, no gracias.
They
no
always gracias. Have special.
You're like, these damn prostitutes.
Oh, there's a lot of massages. Like, everywhere you went, they're like, massage? No gracias. No gracias. Oh,
I'd have been like, yep, you got my number.
We did get a massage, though. It was an experience. We went down two alleys to get to the massage place, and it was like a dirt room, and the beds were dirty. And while we were getting massaged, there was like, we heard a bunch of voices, and my friend looked up, and there's like five people in the room with us.
Do you want to come see the white girls?
Yeah, right. But somebody obviously took a picture, like, wow. And some like the camera sound went off.
Were you
like,
naked at the time? Sorry to ask.
I think they were taking a picture of my foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my left foot looks weird because I broke all my toes, and like, so either that or they were taking a picture of my the other Brit. They might have, I think she was more naked than me. Like, I had a blanket on me.
It was for science. This is some 12-year-old Peruvian boy. How's this picture?
Science or entertainment. Oh, yeah, but she looked up, and there was a guy, too, in there. Five people. And they were like, oh, no, no, no. And they told her to put her head back down. She's like,
oh, that's weird.
What is happening?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are still alive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of those towns, like, their life force is tourists, so they want to take very good care of the tourists so that they come back.
Doesn't sound like it.
Why don't you explain where you were at? You.
Oh, yeah. I was in Oliente Tambo, Peru. And then we were in Aguas Calientes, Peru. And then we were in Sacred Valley, Peru. And then we were in Cusco, Peru.
So you say Peru funny now.
Peru.
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 Are you, like, putting a D in it? Is that how it's pronounced? Paru?
You're Paru? Rolling your tongue?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you're rolling the R.
It was fun.
Paru?
It was weeks on weeks. I legit have lived in a third world country now. Because we legit lived there.
Was where you were living, like, did you have windows?
Yes. In all of the places, they all have windows. That's a weird question.
I don't know. Third world, I'm like... Their windows don't have glass.
But we were in my opinion. Third world countries too.
Dominican?
Dominican's a third world country.
Hmm. I'm sweating.
We definitely had windows where we were though. We also had all you can eat and all you can drink.
The swimming pools.
Yeah, swimming and, pool.
We did it the very American way.
Where we were wasn't third world. They were.
That's for sure.
I
think the people that worked there were rich compared to the other ones. I don't know that. Sorry if you're from Dominican. I really don't know anything about it.
I had a lot of fun, like acclimating with like the locals and like trying to figure out. Communicating was my favorite because they'll say something and it's really fast in Spanish, and I'll just be like, "Yo hablo inglés." They go, un poco, and then you hablas español, or you hablas español. Un poco. But they would think that they couldn't speak English, but they could speak English way better than we could speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah. That seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah. But it was fun. So speaking of other, like, languages, like, so there's a G in their name?
Yeah.
Overstegen?
Overstegen. Overstegen.
Overstegen.
Overstegen.
I think we could do this all day long and still not know if we're right.
Sorry about that.
We can do
Overstegen.
Google Translate is also like a very helpful thing. Like getting in a taxi and you're like, how the hell do you do?
That's true.
Yeah. That's really convenient that we have that technology.
Don't you have to have internet though?
I had internet.
Okay.
My friend did not. So
yeah, you need that.
Mm. Did you get your bill yet?
It's my work phone.
God.
Rick's gonna be fired.
Let's all pray right now.
No, it was all included. So it said that I could pay for $5 with my plan. It was included because you go into another country and it pops up on your phone. And it's like your data is included, your voice and text and talk is included. But if you want to pay $5 extra a day, you can get high speed. It's just all low speed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it should be good.
Should be good. Yeah.
We'll find out. To be continued.
So we might really need people to
back us
on the Patreon once we get it up.
Uh-huh.
I might be losing my job.
That's just you like speculating, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we lost half of our team, and then they're outsourcing. So.
Oh no!
I think they're just trying to get everything.
You're seeing writing on the wall.
Oh yeah, they're just trying to get everything fixed and sent over to the new team.
How
overseas?
How far off are you from retirement?
As soon as I get laid off.
That's up to the company.
I'm too old to try to be. I don't know.
If you get let go like that, you should be able to get like a severance package or like unemployment.
Yeah.
Because that's no fault of your own.
Right. Seems to be happening a lot lately.
Corporations. We need to take them down.
Okay. Well, speaking of, Freddie and Truce Overstegen, they grew up with a single mother in the Netherlands. And her mother considered herself a communist.
Huh.
And she taught her daughters to fight injustice as they grew up. And in 1939, their mother began taking Jewish refugees into her home and set an example for her young children to help refugees, even if you have to make a personal sacrifice in your life.
I love this lady.
And I know.
Was it from like the Holocaust? Is that why she's taking Jewish refugees?
It was pre-Holocaust. Like it hadn't started yet. Well,
it did start but it didn't start in the Netherlands until 1940.
I think it was like before the war actually had started, but the Jews may have already been being persecuted, but there wasn't a war yet.
Poor Jewish people. They were always persecuted.
I know. It's tough. We can get it.
So I have a little bit from
before that.
Before what you said.
Okay.
They did grow up with their dad and their mom. They lived on a barge in
a barge? Yeah, like a boat with
they lived on a boat. And they would take in refugees from, I think it was Liberia, that would live on the barge with them, like in some hiding spot. In maybe the hall, I think they said. But I might be wrong about where on the boat the refugees hid.
Barges are big boats.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
Because they're for shipping, like, shipping containers and such.
Cargo.
Right? And,
yeah, I think.
You could definitely do that.
The barges that I know from around here, aren't they like, just like flat?
Yeah, they get pushed by a tugboat.
Okay.
Yeah, and they usually, like for us, they usually have garbage on them. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like a big mound of garbage floating down the river. You just watch it go.
I think I see a lot of coal. Like coal, wood.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
So maybe I'm just assuming that it's garbage?
To us, it's all garbage. Like, yeah. What are you going to do with that? You can't put that in my living room.
That's true.
A bunch of couches, we might be interested. Televisions.
Televisions.
They probably ship everything on those.
They probably do. They're probably just tarped and you don't see what's underneath.
Mm. I wonder if it's cheaper to do that than to, like, load up 5 or 6 semi-trucks.
I wonder if it's cheaper to get a barge and put my own dirt on it. And then have my own farm that way? Like, have
Yeah, because, you know, if you're on the water, you're not taxed.
Oh! This sounds like a dream in the works.
Sounds like we're going to have a colony of barges.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know.
We live in rivers. We just tugboat it everywhere. Like, you want to go to the beach? Let's go to the beach for a month. It doesn't matter.
That'd be cool.
Like a plan.
Yeah, and then we'll have our own dirt on the barge so we can make our own food, grow our own food.
Yeah.
You're set for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, because how's a zombie going to get to me in the middle of the ocean?
They can't swim.
Or in the middle of a lake, or in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle of anything, except for a field.
And you're assuming they don't know how to swim.
That's true.
Well,
never met a zombie.
Or drive a boat.
I don't think they could drive a boat.
Well, how could they eat people then?
The land lovers.
I don't think eating people like a requirement to driving boats.
It requires some kind of cognitive functions, doesn't it?
Oh, I see. Well, it's supposed to be like a instinct.
Wolves don't drive boats.
Like, so
if they had hands, they could.
They would.
They would.
They just haven't invented boats yet.
Wolf boats. It's supposed to be like a guttural instinct. So we either like the two main instincts we have are like hunger and reproduction.
Mm. Breathing.
So
and throw breathing in there.
Is that an instinct? I think that's just like a.
I think it's an
just
instinct.
A normal. Yeah.
I breathe instinctually. I don't know how you guys do it.
I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, usually. I don't think you don't think. I think your body just does it until you die. So zombies, I don't think they breathe. But we were like barely like two sentences into your guys' notes that we've had.
Typical, we do things derail.
We haven't made it very far.
So communist mom, mm-hmm. who is awesome and likes to take in refugees and tells her daughters to help even whenever it's uncomfortable for them.
Right. And her dad as well, but I think they divorced. I don't know.
They did divorce, like, pretty early on, I think, in the girls' lives.
Oh, wow.
And the only thing I know about him is, like, whenever the girls and their mom were leaving, he was on, like, the top part of the boat, and he was singing them some, like, French love song while they, like, they left. And, like, they had always planned on seeing him again. It just never happened.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know if that was, like, due to the war or what the circumstances were, but... That was the case.
I wonder why they divorced. They sound like they were like had like the same kind of.
I don't know if he was communist.
Oh well, I mean, but he wanted to take in refugees. It sounds like they were kind of like on the same page.
Unless he was against it, and she was like, "I'm bringing them. I don't care."
Yeah, they didn't really say if like dad was down. Or what. I'm sure she was.
She was definitely
Because communism, like as it started, they were the whole time like anti-fascist. Mm. So if you're considering yourself a communist during this time, like, you were definitely against Nazism.
Well, I don't really understand the terms. I did when doing my research, I heard a lot of socialism, communism.
I know, I get hung
all
up.
That stuff, fascism, and I'm a little confused about all of that.
Yeah, so socialism is having a big government, paying a lot of taxes. No, is that communism? And then everybody gets the same share.
They're very similar.
Regardless,
I don't know
like,
where exactly they separate, but
so one of them is like everybody pays into the government, mm-hmm. and everybody gets exactly the same share, no matter of like how hard you work or the amount like the quality of work that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's either communism or socialism. I don't know which one.
I think socialism was more geared towards caring for society.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like...
They both are.
Yeah.
And communism was more caring for society monetarily. Like, emotionally was socialist, I think. And physical, taking care of, was more communism.
Okay.
I think. I could be completely wrong. I don't know anything about it.
Kathy, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm sure you know.
And then fascism is... What, like the Nazis, like the governing right. force that is like kind of like brainwashing, mm-hmm. and very like strict and mean. Like, I don't know.
North Korea today.
Oh, is that fascist or are they communist?
It'd be dictatorship.
I don't know.
Which communists like, can have dictatorship too.
I feel like North Korea is a communist state or China. Oh my gosh.
I'm so confused.
I'm so uneducated right now.
China's considered a republic now.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know how true that is in fact, but definitely in name.
In name, it's a republic of China.
One of the girls that was at my yoga boot camp, it was supposed to be a retreat, but it was really a boot camp. It was from China.
It was really a boot camp.
It was.
Was there dudes? It seemed like it was all chicks in the picture.
Yeah, there were some dudes. There were three guys. And my teacher was a guy, like my main teacher. But they were all awesome. So my partner that I taught a class with was a guy, and I kind of developed a small crush on him. And then it became...
And like, he lives in Colorado.
No, he lives in California. But it's obvious that after I spent more and more time with him that he does not like girls.
Well, you could be best buds.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I really like him. So we still keep in communication.
That's awesome.
Actually, everybody in the class still keeps in communication.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's start a studio.
It's the first time I had, like, in a really long time I had a crush. And then, of course, it was... It's fine. I'm cool with just being his friend.
Maybe you can find a guy that he likes.
Oh.
But likes you.
Oh, no.
Oh, that would be weird.
What is this? This is a weird
sounds like a strange sitcom.
And then everybody's like just going in circles chasing the one that they like.
This is horrible. No.
It does sound like a strange sitcom.
Yeah. I'm sure that whenever I get out west that I'll find somebody that is my person.
And we'll, straight.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's meant to be. This is probably just like a little glimpse into like what it's like to have a crush because I haven't had one in so long.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It seems like everybody that I like, not that I have a crush on them, but everybody that's gay or lesbian that I meet, they're pretty awesome.
They are.
In person?
Yeah, in person.
I don't like bump into too many.
I'm sure that there's some I don't know if
she was talking
like.
About like Ellen DeGeneres
not,
or something.
They're not all awesome, I'm sure, but the ones I know are.
You don't run into too many?
Well, you, really? You probably I bet you wouldn't do. Know.
I bet yeah, that's you do. True.
I probably do. It's like, I'm like so oblivious.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he was really, like, nice guy. Kept rubbing my arm.
He was just so friendly.
Yeah. Kept buying me nice drinks guy. And patting my butt. He's like, we're not even playing sports. What are you doing?
Good game. Good game.
Now you're going to rethink all your friends. You're like, wait a minute.
They're like, oh, my God.
Oh, but yeah, so there is a girl
that's
from China.
That's why he wanted to lay down in bed with me.
There was a girl that was German that moved to China, and she absolutely loves it there. So,
did she fight the Nazis?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I think that's
she's
a different...
That
what?
She's not that old.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Let's save this story for the Incas.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, shoot. I mean, somebody else. Different podcast.
But she couldn't get back into China because of all the stuff that's going on with the
coronavirus. Oh, yeah, she probably didn't want to go back there anyway.
She did. She really wants to go home. But she had to go home to Germany like where her parents are until she can get back in. But that was the end of my story, so we don't have to talk about it later.
I was thinking this was a story about Peru, and I was like, oh, we're
gonna
be
blowing
doing through Peru stories.
Yeah,
you probably have a whole bunch, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. That was rude of me to say that.
You're so
it was
weird.
A China story,
you're
not
so,
a Peru story.
Yeah, and then it might be, well, it's a republic now. It's not a communist state.
I don't know why you said that. What are we talking about, Judy?
What are you talking about?
Over.
Okay, so her mom was communist, taught her like communist ideals. And when she was 14, she started distributing communist newspapers and pamphlets. Am I going too fast?
The mom?
No. Freddie and Truce.
Okay.
Freddie was 14. Her sister was 2 years older, so she would.
Wait, Freddie's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Freddie's a girl. These are all girls.
Oh, and Truce is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What? They're all girls.
I just assumed that people knew that Freddie was a girl's name.
Yeah, but.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. In Truce, it's probably a girl's name, like all the time, but it's not. In America, it's not used very much, at least.
Because I would think Trudy is a girl's name.
Yeah, I was
Trudy could be a guy's name, too, though.
I've never met a guy named Trudy, but. So.
You heard it here first. Could. Freddie and Truce are females.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I was just kidding with the Freddie's obviously a girl's name. I don't know any girls named Freddie.
It could be obvious in Europe.
Maybe. I was just being...
funny.
A bad... I don't know what the word would be. Bad guy.
You're not a bad guy.
So Freddie was 14. Truce was 16. And they started distributing newspapers for the Dutch Resistance, which was like a communist group. Well, I don't know if that was the name of the group.
Viva la Resistance.
The group that they were with?
Yeah. Was it called the Dutch Resistance, or was it that just like a... Because I'm sure there's people that weren't communists that fought in
the
Netherlands.
Go ahead, what you're going to say, Brett?
I don't get why communism is bad.
Because America's not communist.
Oh, because that's why?
Immediately following World War II, we went to war with communism, we being the United States.
Yeah.
So, just like we are... The Nazis are bad, which they are. Mm-hmm. They had to do the same thing with communists. Like, communists are bad, to keep everybody on board with fighting the communists.
I just wish I understood why they thought it was bad. Other than, like, it being different. Because, like, what's the matter if somebody's different than you? Just let them live their lives.
Well,
yeah.
Communism itself may not be bad, but a lot of the countries that used it would, like, so they're like, okay, everybody sends all their money into us, and we'll distribute it equally. So they send out this much money, but then the people that are the leaders are living in huge palaces and doing nothing, and there's a lot of corruption, which you can look at other countries that are capitalist and see the same thing. But from what I've seen, it was really bad with communism. People standing in huge lines for
bread.
Yeah, basic things.
Yeah.
Which you see that in America, at soup kitchens and that, but that's a circumstantial thing, though.
Ooh, I just heard some Pittsburghese from you.
Oh, dude, it's coming out way more. I don't know if it's the people I work with that are... I hear it all day or what.
Or I don't know if it's because I've been away from it for so long that I just heard it and I was like, ooh, I heard.
I definitely say stuff more than I used to.
I do, too. I catch myself.
Like, yins. Sometimes it slips out, on accident, and then other times I just throw it in there because it's fun.
Oh, that's what's happening. If you're throwing things in there because it's fun. That's how I got some different... Oh, I don't even remember what I used to say. But I would start to make jokes by saying things like whatever. And then it becomes a part of your vocabulary. It starts off as a joke. And then it becomes a part of you. Mm-hmm. And that.
Okay. Getting back to the story and that. But the resistance group was called the Council of Resistance.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these little groups, they all have such good names. Like Al-Qaeda, it means the base. But there was some other little group like that that was just called the Office of Current Affairs. But they went out and assassinated people. But it had most vanilla name in the world. You saw it on paper, you were like... Yeah, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
These are very nice lads. They're just
putting paper clips on folders and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe that's on purpose. That yeah. People don't really consider, didn't in the beginning consider them dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the name that doesn't fit the group.
So
yeah.
Council of Resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dig it.
That one sounds kind of cool, but.
Do you know who was in that group?
Toby Keith?
What?
Toby Keith, no.
He's a solo artist.
Brad Paisley.
He's in the Council of Resistance?
Also a solo artist.
He was also born in 1970. I made that up. He might have been, though.
Yeah, Truce, Freddie, and Five Guys, and...
Oh, dude, I love them.
Honey Shaft. That's it.
Honey Shaft?
Honey.
Hanny.
Hanny?
I don't know. I've been pronouncing it Hanny. H-A-N-N-I-E.
I like Honey Shaft.
It's like those little honey tubes.
Yeah.
Like honey straws.
This can turn dirty pretty quick. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh, Judy. So whenever they started hanging out with Honey Shaft is when they started. Now, this was a few years later that they were introduced to her, I believe.
Yeah, it was a little while
later. So for a while, they were just distributing those newspapers and... Then, after, the, I guess, officers of the resistance got to know them, they liked these little girls because they were so young-looking. Like, they would wear pigtails so that they would look even younger. And nobody ever suspected that these kids were the ones distributing the newspapers, the pamphlets. They were also, like, covering up German posters. Like, I guess you would call it propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
They were covering up those with other posters to, like, so people weren't seeing propaganda all the time.
Right.
So the officers talked to their mother, the girl's mother, and asked if it was okay if they recruited them for, like, some heavier stuff. And the girl's mom, like, agreed to it and told the girls, just don't lose your humanity or stay human.
Yeah. It says, always stay human, she said.
That's really good advice. Mm-hmm. That's really good advice.
Yeah, I don't think they heeded it as well as they wished they had.
Oh, no. Okay, good lead-in. Huh? I'm imagining these innocent little girls with pigtails just, like, slathering posters up.
It gets worse.
Oh. Yeah. So I think they started out with, like, sabotaging railroads. Like,
what? That's where they started? Okay. All right, girls.
Didn't we talk about sabotaging railroads? No? We'll keep that to ourselves.
I don't know.
Anyway. So they didn't go into much detail, but between their city of Harlem and some other city, they would go and, I don't know if they were ripping up railroad spikes and removing rails or if they were, like, putting bombs on it. And it didn't go into detail on what I saw.
So Harlem, Netherlands.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is where Harlem, New York. Is Harlem in New York?
It's somewhere in the U.S.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's New York.
I think it's New York, yeah.
But anyway, that's where Harlem, New York got its name. It was from this city.
Oh, wow. How cool. Yeah.
Allegedly. That's what I heard on the internet, for sure. I read that.
Yeah.
So they would attack the railroad in some fashion. Did you see what they did exactly to the railroad?
They just destroyed the rail line. They didn't say. I believe that it was bombed.
I was definitely picturing bombs.
Yeah.
It's a lot more low tech to just pull out nails.
16 and 14?
I think at this point they probably would have been like 16 and 18.
Okay. I think it lasted like, what, how many years? 4 years?
World War II?
This incident, like, well, I guess it went from 1940 to 1944, right? I think 1944 is when we, the Allies.
I think it was September 2nd, 1945.
45.
Okay. I have it written down somewhere, actually.
So if she was, like, 14 at the time, she at the latest stage, she would have been 19.
Okay.
At the oldest, she would have been.
I was just curious if she's, like, strapping bombs at the age of 14. And her mom's like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
September 1945. In May 1940.
I have here that they bombed railroads.
Nice.
Provided Jewish children with safe houses. They stole identification papers, moved weapons, and seduced high-ranking Nazi officers into the woods and shot them.
Whoa. I did three of those things as a child. I'm just kidding.
What?
I was, like, trying to figure out which ones.
There wasn't a lot of Nazis around.
So you were seducing people to bring them out into the woods to shoot them. One.
But then he remembered he forgot his gun at home, so it didn't happen.
So they started off with the bombing. Blowing up railroads, and then they started getting into assassinations. I think that's when Hanny Shaft started coming along.
Right.
Around that time.
Do you have anything about Hanny?
I didn't research her that well. You want to tell me about her?
Yeah. So, Hanny... Well, where are my notes here? Hanny Shaft, her real name was Jeanette Johanna Shaft. And she went by Joe normally, but for the resistance, she went by Hanny.
That's probably smart, so people aren't calling you by your real name and they can look you up.
Right.
Yeah.
They just Google you.
She and then your name's Honey Shaft.
Honey Shaft.
She must have grown up on a bee farm.
She was also known as the girl with the red hair. Her father was a teacher, and her mother was the daughter of a minister, and she was very religious in the socialism. So Honey's parents were both socialist, whatever that means.
That's
that we've been
interesting, because, like, the other two grew up communist. These two, or this one's grown up socialist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're similar things, but it's interesting that they're like...
Yeah, but they put that aside.
Tag teaming. I mean,
even if they would have, they're still for their own people first. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So yeah. Real quick, while we're talking about the girl with the red hair.
Yeah.
Because you said that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I was telling... Samantha goes, my wife, says, what are you guys talking about? And I start telling her about like these young girls that are fighting in World War II as like assassins. And she's like, oh, like the girl with the red hair.
Oh, she knows.
And I'm like, how'd you know that? And she's like, I just saw a commercial for it.
What?
And so I got my computer. I'm looking it up. Girl with the red hair trailer. Nothing. And like, there is some stuff from like 1970 or something, but it was in another language. And it, as soon as I clicked on it, it started like showing me something different. It wasn't the girl with the red hair. I don't know what it was. But anyway.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Your wife's a witch.
I have no idea. I have no idea how she knew that phrase. Cause
wow.
Immediately, she's like honed in on exactly what we're talking about.
Huh.
But I can't find anything about... So maybe there was a trailer and it's really new. I don't know. But apparently she saw a trailer on TV. Everything was like the girl with the dragon tattoo. Like that's what they thought I was trying to get.
I'm going to try to search it once I find my phone.
Dang it, you're going to make me look bad. Mm. I hope you do.
Or I'm going to make you look good. It's a 50-50 gamble here.
Gotta take the risk.
Maybe that's what the girl with the dragon tattoo is about.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think she's a spy. And she shaved off her eyebrows, I feel like, in the movie.
Like you do.
But I don't...
Spies shouldn't have eyebrows.
It gives off your facial expression.
Yeah. No, he's thinking about something. But
then she would be known as the girl with no eyebrows.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about my damn tattoo. I was 10 when I got it.
Does it smell funny in here?
No.
That's my breath.
No, that's... Okay.
At least not to me.
All right. I don't think it smells.
It just might be me. Sorry if I smell. So anyway, Hani's parents were extremely protective of their daughter. And the reason they were is because their oldest daughter died at age 12 from diphtheria. So they were very overly protective of her. So Hani didn't really start... I mean, her parents did help. They actually helped hide Jewish people as well. But she didn't actually get really, really involved until she was in college. She was going to school for law.
So
did you find anything?
Yeah, I did.
Dang it. I don't know how to internet.
But it's a movie from 1981.
Oh, that's weird.
So why did she see a trailer? It has to be a new
one. There has to be a newer one.
Huh.
Release date, 1983. That's so crazy. I think there's Julia Roberts in it.
That's Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Or else it's a girl that looks like... Oh, no, it's a Renee...
Zellweger?
Sutendijk? Okay. It's in another language, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like, how do you say that name? Nope.
Sutendijk.
Sutendijk.
Okay. I have no idea.
Susan Sarandon.
What? It's definitely...
Long Reach.
I don't. Sure. I wouldn't say that name.
I'd be like, "How do you say your name?"
Just call me Honey Shaft.
So Honey Shaft, she had Jewish friends in college that she met, and she and her friends were from Harlem and Amsterdam. Harlem was 12 miles from Amsterdam. If anybody knows where that is on the map or whatever, if they want to know what the distance is, you know, it's 12 miles.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me the kilometers.
I wouldn't.
But her concern for her friends helped her in deciding to join the Dutch resistance. She actually taught herself German so that she would be able to infiltrate the Germans and be able to converse with them and get them to think that she was on their side. She was very intelligent.
Well, that makes sense with the seducing. It's hard to... I guess it's not that hard.
No, like, not really.
Yeah. Skin can translate for you.
Pull up your dress a little bit and wink.
I think they get the idea what's going on. I saw that she left college because she refused to... Can't think of the word. But, like, pledge to the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what word I'm looking for?
No, but okay. That kind of fits.
Yeah, she refused... Maybe. She refused to pledge allegiance to the Germans. So I don't know if she was kicked out of school or if she just left so that it wouldn't be required. But She left and joined the resistance at that time, mm-hmm. which I believe was in 1943, but don't quote me on that.
This is Freddy or Truth?
Truth. No, this is
Honeyshaft.
Honeyshaft. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Do you have anything about them with Honeyshaft?
The socialist.
Not really.
Okay. Well, the resistance gave them these little tiny guns.
Oh, yeah.
And they would, like, ride up on their bicycles up to some, like, dudes, some German soldiers, and pull out their guns and just blast them and then ride away on their bicycles, like, as fast as they can. Yeah. So that's how, like, their assassinations, I think, started. And another thing that they would do is one of the girls would seduce a Nazi or a Dutch collaborator and take them into the woods, and then they would whack them off.
How did I? Okay.
Whack them off?
I don't know if I would use that terminology.
I don't think they got that
whack
far.
Them, maybe?
So they would take them into the woods, and there would be people hiding in the woods, like, ready to shoot them.
How did I not know this was a thing? This is, like,
I didn't know it was a thing. I had a coworker come over and was just talking to me about it, and I was like, oh, this is good. I like this.
Like, I've like, this image in my head of, like, these girls in pigtails just riding up on tricycles. I know that's not tricycles, but, mm-hmm. like, just coming up and then shooting a Nazi and then just riding off into the sunset. Like, how in the world?
Meanwhile, they look like little kids.
They said mm-hmm. that Freddie looked like, when she had her hair in pigtails, she looked like she was, like, 12.
Oh, so man. We might be of the same bloodline, you and I.
Yeah. It could happen.
We all look a little younger than we are.
Eternally young. Although I do feel like I got some wrinkles over the last couple weeks.
I doubt it.
Oh,
I didn't say it.
Vacationing's hard.
Well, yoga boot camp is hard. Boot camp.
But I know that I was reading about the girls when they were in the beginning stages of just, like, covering up the posters. They actually could have been killed by the Dutch police or the Nazi police.
Yeah,
it was very severe punishments for even those kind of things. So.
Yeah, I think I downplayed it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was penalty of death for doing that.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a penalty of death for anything that you're doing, even slightly against the Nazis, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I think, like, in the USA, you generally, like, you go do something like that, and a cop sees you, like, he'd probably just, like, hey, cut that out.
Oh, you mean, it depends, like, graffiti
on the cop. Yeah,
graffiti, go to jail.
Well, I don't know if they actually care.
Depends on what time. Yeah,
I
maybe.
Think it depends. Yeah, I bet a lot of things factor into it.
Yeah, and how good the artwork is.
Well, there was the one guy Mook that got. He's the one that did the goose that looked like dinosaurs over the one bridge, like I think it's the 16th Street Bridge. It was, like, on the top. It was, like, black shadows. He went to jail because they caught him finally. So he had really cool artwork, but they still put you in jail. They were trying to make an example of him because the graffiti was getting out of control. But now you hire people to do murals, and then people won't do graffiti over the murals because you respect it because it's art. Mm-hmm. So that's how they're getting against it or going against it. And then
I love, like, good graffiti.
Mm-hmm. And then
if somebody just writes, like, Bobby loves Diana.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Diana's... She's a jerk.
But now if you're, like, a graffiti artist, too, you can get hired and get paid, like, hundreds of dollars to do a piece that was, like, commissioned.
Sell out. Cool.
Hey.
Maybe that's what I could do when I get laid off. Graffiti. So what else you got?
I don't know.
So that was Honeyshaft.
Honeyshaft. No, this was all the girls. They were all doing this.
Oh.
Bicycle hit and runs.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, in the beginning, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No, I was trying to think of, like, something clever to say for seduce and destroy.
So we were going over Honeyshaft's background, and mm-hmm. now we have fast forward to where they're all in the resistance together.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Now they're badasses. So I like to think they got tattoos.
I'm going to get a tattoo today.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
A skull with moths coming out of it and a mountain, because I hiked a mountain.
That's exactly what they got.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We are one and the same. Mm-hmm.
So in the early missions, the resistance often involved Freddy. She would follow, like, the targets because being a girl and being someone that looks so young, girls and women were often ignored or overlooked always, but especially children. So nobody ever noticed her. So she would follow people at distances and pretend like she was checking the tires on her bike or whatever, and no one ever noticed her spying. And they often worked together. Honey was the shy, quiet bookworm. She was the intellectual of the group. Truce was the decisive, down-to-earth leader, and Freddie would map out all of their missions. So each one of the girls had a separate thing that they were strong at, and they worked well together.
Diversity at its finest.
Yeah.
I watched an interview with one of their sons.
Okay.
And he was saying that they never talked about how many people they killed, right. And they like didn't give very many details. But then somewhere else I read that what?
A girl's got to keep a an air of mystery, mystery about her.
Yeah, they didn't kiss and tell. Uh-uh. And they might have even said something along those lines, like what you just said.
I read that they said, "You never ask a soldier how many how many men they've killed."
Yeah, yeah. I have that written down. I was just about to say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're perfect. That was exactly you did the right thing.
Perfect timing.
I didn't want you to move on.
But they called, like, whenever they would kill somebody, they called it a liquidation.
A liquidation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sounds very CIA of them.
It sounds very, like, futuristic of them. I imagine, like, the person just burst into liquid. Like a puddle.
Sometimes they probably were.
You Nazi puddle.
Truist's daughter, she named one of her daughters Hani as well.
Mm.
And Truist's daughter said that her mother would ride the bicycle while Freddie would shoot a target from behind, usually, so that they wouldn't know that they were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to stay human, so they didn't want to cause the target undue
fear. They didn't want to have to like see the guy's face when he saw that he was about to be shot.
Well, they said that they didn't want to cause him any human misery, knowing he was going to die.
Oh, so they jump from the back.
It could be taken either way.
Yeah, because usually you want to face a man before they take their life, so that they know.
But I also believe that if they were young girls, they probably didn't want to see their face either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like seeing somebody's face right before you put a bullet through it—that's something that'll stick with you. Not that this wouldn't stick with them,
right?
Yeah. But you'd see that face the rest of your life, like when you close your eyes.
I think that makes you more human.
Ah, I don't think I'd want to. I don't want that face.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the whole, like, her mom saying, stay human.
Oh, you're saying, like, to not see the face?
Yeah, well, to not see the face, it makes them more like objects, not people. Right. You know, like, you can kill them.
You're killing a uniform, not a person.
You're killing a uniform, not a person. But if you see the person, that would keep you more human and kind of, like...
It's from The Godfather.
Really?
Something like that.
Oh.
He's like, it's not like it was in the war here. There you shoot a guy from a mile away, you're just killing a uniform. Here, you walk up to him, shake their hand, and then shoot him.
Wow.
Something like that. That wasn't a quote. I haven't seen The Godfather in like 3 years.
I just wonder how their mom felt about it. You know?
I wonder how much their mom knew.
Oh, I bet she knew.
I think she wouldn't have said that. Stay human.
That's true.
If she didn't know what they were getting into.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, if you're... blowing up railways, that's not a really inhuman act.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess killing people is pretty human. We've been doing it for a really long time and we're really good at it, but
not us as a group.
But it's not humane.
Yeah, not us as a group. Half-ass podcast, we have to say that.
Yeah.
We're not assassins.
Oh, wink, nice.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that was a really good wink by Pete.
And my son taught me how to wink.
With both eyes.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
He's winking now. It's real bad, but it's hilarious.
What else you got?
I got to the end all of a sudden.
Okay. I have some... Well... Did you hear about Truist when she was recalling an incident regarding a family?
No.
Okay. Oh.
Well, so, maybe, but I don't recognize it from that.
She said she came upon a Nazi who grabbed an infant and slammed them against the wall several times.
What?
And the child's father and sister were there, and they were hysterical. And she said the child was obviously dead, but she pulled out her gun and quietly shot the Nazi. She said that it wasn't an assignment that she was given, but she didn't regret it. She said, we were dealing with cancerous tumors in our society that had to be cut out like a surgeon.
That's staying human to me.
Yeah.
Like, how in the what was inhuman was that guy killing that baby like that?
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely.
How do you... I've never seen a baby in... No. I'm always like, I'm afraid to touch it if it can't hold its head up. Like, I don't...
You don't want to hurt it, yeah.
It's such, like, a delicate thing. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I feel like brainwashed.
Anybody that... Like, if you were a Nazi and you saw somebody else doing that, mm-hmm. I would switch sides right then.
Yeah.
I mean, or at least kill that guy. Not necessarily all Nazis did... Definitely not all Nazis did that sort of thing. But I would definitely be like sneaking into that guy's barracks that night and
slitting his throat.
Something.
Yeah. Sleep.
I wouldn't be able to put up with that.
I'm not a cold killer, but I probably would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have let that guy live either.
I would have like snuck a picture of him doing that, had that printed out, and then just left that on his chest. So they're like, okay, I see why this guy got killed. I'm not even going to investigate this.
Back in 1940, 1840, whatever
year. He's time traveling, yeah.
Yeah, whatever year we're in. 1943, sneak a cell phone 44. Picture.
Damn it, now I can't do it. Because whenever they find the picture, this episode's going to show up in court.
You'll know, yeah.
They're like, this is exactly, you placed it exactly like you said. It was like somewhat catty corner.
You know, it's funny is that you think that that's the worst thing, but then people are going to be all on your case about being a time traveler.
I'm not worried about that. Prove it.
With the picture.
You could go back in time. And
they don't know. They don't know that picture. They don't know what pictures are like in 2020.
Oh, that's true.
They're like, it's Photoshop. I'm like, we don't know what Photoshop is, though.
Photoshop is not a thing, right? What year was this again?
1943, I think.
1943. They had like black and white pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand really still for... A half hour. Don't move.
Liam Neeson's a time traveler. Mm. I saw him in the Holocaust.
Well, I believe it.
The reason why I bring it up is there's like a lot of people on the internet that are like claiming to be time travelers, and then like there's just like a bunch of followers that are clinging on to it, trying to prove or disprove it. So you're gonna become famous, Pete.
Don't want it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I want to be podcast famous. Nobody knows my face.
Nobody knows.
They think I'm a penguin.
They do.
Right now they do.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls never considered themselves to be heroines, or badasses. They just felt like they had no other choice but to fight back. And some of their missions, they had to get Jewish children to safety. They said sometimes the children didn't make it, but they refused to talk about the incident.
Oh, wow.
So like what? They were getting like sniped at while they were doing this? So. Or?
But they wouldn't talk about it.
My first thought was like they were swimming across a river.
Oh yeah, it could have been. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or they could have got sick, or they could have been wounded, or they could have like from before, or like maybe a Nazi could obviously tell that one of them was Jewish, or like
They might have just been walking down the street and hoping nobody stopped them.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's probably the case. Easiest thing is probably the right one.
True said that they weren't born cold killers and they didn't really want to do this. And even if they were terrible, evil men that they were killing, they still had PTSD for several years after the war and would wake up with nightmares. And True said that after she killed somebody, she often would faint or just break down in tears.
So she was definitely staying human.
She was staying human. Again, this was something that they felt like they had no other choice to do. The government wasn't helping. I think the princess or queen, somebody actually left the day the Nazis took over. She left the country. So, I mean, they had no other recourses. And
like their their leadership for their country?
Mm-hmm, just left. So they really didn't have a choice.
Seems legit. Good leader.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was the day that they took over, not like the day the Nazis showed up, right?
Yeah,
right.
So she tried. They probably would have been imprisoned or executed immediately if they didn't just jet.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the war was over either, for maybe. Them. Yeah. Like, not over, but... I think, like, in my mind, it's like in Iraq where, like, we won the war pretty quickly, but so, like, the soldiers weren't soldiers anymore. They were, like, resistance fighters or insurgents, they called them. Mm-hmm. So, like, Saddam took off immediately.
Right.
And went into hiding. I think it's, like, the same thing. It's a
common thing, yeah. It's important to know that the Netherlands always stayed neutral. They hadn't been in a war since the early 1800s. So these weren't girls who, you know, grew up in military families and knew how to fight. They just knew right and wrong. Mm-hmm.
See something, say something, right. Or do something.
Yeah. Yeah, who are they going to say something yeah. to? Yeah. To their mom, and their mom's like, we'll take care of this.
It sounds like they took care more than their mom did.
Yeah. Right. Who knows? Maybe mom's been doing this for a long time. That's I think true. They would have told us.
They would have, yeah.
That would have been said. So 3 weeks before the war ended, Hanny was captured by the Germans.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell her name for me?
H-A-N-N-I-E.
Yeah, that's what I have,
H-A-N-N-I-E.
Too.
Oh, I guess that would be Hanny. That wouldn't be Honey.
No. We've just been saying Honey because it was fun.
But I think with the accent... Over there, it would be Hanny.
Hanny.
Here, it's Hanny.
Yeah, Han. Oh, like ah.
Yeah.
Instead of A.
I could be wrong.
Ah. E. Other languages are fun.
So, the Germans executed her 3 weeks before the war ended.
Really?
Yes.
Hanny.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, rip.
Yeah.
She didn't.
And they shot her once, and it didn't kill her. And she said, I'm a better shot. And then they took another shot.
Famous last word. Good.
Yeah, that whoever wrote down her last words, mm-hmm. man. Because you would think, like, them being Germans, they would have been like, we're not going to write this down.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm a better shot. And
yeah.
It might. Nah, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
I have here, though, that the reason why she was captured was her red hair. Because they were on the lookout for the girl with the red hair, and she had dyed her hair black. But when the patrol was picked up, when the group was picked up for some reason, whoever she was with at the time, her red hair was showing through her black.
The roots
were coming through, and they knew she had red hair.
She should have went with brown. It would
or blonde.
Yeah, it would have blended better.
Yeah, but she had probably limited options there.
Yeah, true. It was probably like ink or something.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't have a lot of... Just for Men or whatever she would have been using then.
Just for Honey.
Just for Honey. Just for resistance fighters.
Yeah.
Like you said, both women suffered from PTSD. They just called it trauma, though.
Right.
Truce said she dealt with it through sculpting.
Oh, wow.
And she, like, spoke and would write about her experiences. Which, like, kind of went against, like, the soldier thing. But maybe she just didn't talk about the killing, the liquidations.
But just, like, they say that they call soldiers basket cases when they came back from the war. So working with your hands was a way of, like...
distraction.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of her sculptures.
I would, too.
That'd be good. That'd be a good thing to put on our...
Instagram,
Facebook.
Yep. It would.
And Freddie started a family to help, like, distract herself from that.
Oh. How'd that go?
Oh, it's real easy.
She had 3 kids, I think so.
Yeah, but how did that go? Like, she did that work?
What are you saying to me? Did having a child...
Yeah, because you have all this stress, and now you're going to have more kids to take care of. So some people can take that as more stress, or it could have postpartum depression afterwards, because I'm sure she saw a lot of kids die. Or it could have... It could have went the other way. Like, it could have helped her.
I don't know if it helped her or not, but...
she lived a long life.
I'm glad she did. And I don't know. I know that she had nightmares and the whole trauma.
I think it'd be better to go through it with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, she has a husband that probably knew what she did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, her kid knew because they were interviewing him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So her husband would have had to have known.
Mm-hmm. I think both girls actually married and had children. Because that one note I have in here, that Truce's daughter, she named her daughter Hanny as well. So.
Aw. Aw. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she had red hair. Or like a little bit tinge of red hair.
I don't know.
Yep, don't know. Both women died at 92.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's a good run.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, right. They lived good long lives.
Yeah.
Truce died in 2016 and Freddie in 2018. And it was the day before her 93rd birthday.
Wow.
The day before Freddie's 93rd birthday?
Right.
So this was proving that stress just makes you live longer, right? Because they had the ultimate stress.
Well, there's tests out right now where like stress can actually help you be healthier. Really? It's just how you work it through your body. Like if you hold on to it, mm-hmm. and it can make you sick, but if you work through it, it can make you stronger. Like struggle equals sense. Growth.
Yeah, that's true.
You taught me that.
I'm sure it wasn't mine. I'm sure I found that somewhere else.
I try to go the Hakuna Matata route.
Mm-hmm.
that's how I deal with it. Well, at least try to.
Yes.
Not all the time. It doesn't always work.
But it's kind of the same as letting it go. You know, mm-hmm. like it just, you just, well, you just let it go. So you're working through it by like not attaching to it whatsoever.
Yeah. If there's nothing I can do about it, that's right. how I handle it. And it works. But if there's something I can do, it's a little more complicated. Like if I said something, mm-hmm. like I really can't take that back now.
Oh, I go through phases. Waves. Sometimes I'm like, I just really need this to work at work. And then there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm like, just freaking out, trying to figure out ways to make it work.
But seduce and reduce.
Seduce and reduce.
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
All right.
Yep. All right.
Got a problem with that guy? Seduce and reduce.
Is that what you learned from today?
Yep.
What did I learn? I learned so much. I don't think that there's anything I didn't learn today. I didn't know anything about these people.
I got one more thing to learn,
what
you guys.
What do you got?
Oh, what do you got?
In 2014, so both women were still alive.
Okay.
They were recognized by the Netherlands, and they were given the War Mobilization Cross, which is like a medal for their what they've done. I wouldn't say Medal of Honor. I don't know like what it's equal to in the United States. That's not what they call it. They call it the like Mobilizate rhinoceros.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
I've been practicing.
I know that they said that they were ostracized by the community after the war as communists.
Mm-hmm.
They
really?
Because of the communist part. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Right. And they weren't given a pension until 1960s for their war efforts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they, as soon as the war ended, well, maybe not as soon, but shortly after, they were then enemies because
the communists.
They were communists against their country. That's I'm not saying they fought against their country, but their ideals were the opposite.
Wow.
Which is stupid.
Complicated.
They still fought for their country.
Yeah.
Well,
regardless
be like,
of what your personal beliefs are.
It'd be like some they fought in the War of 1812 in the United States. Mm-hmm. And they did good stuff. And then they fought in the Civil War against the North. It'd be like them being rebels fighting the North. And then, well, they didn't actually fight in it. But let's say that they like supported the South.
Mm-hmm. Like they were.
So would we give them a medal immediately? The War of 1812 was a good part before. I don't think.
This is different.
I think it's exactly the same.
It's not because their personal beliefs wasn't, they were for communism, but they weren't. They weren't fighting and destroying things for communism. They were doing it with pamphlets, and that was it. So they were trying to support their ideas with words, not
so they
not
were like
fighting.
The Jehovah's Witnesses of
knocking
communist?
On doors, giving pamphlets out.
Communist. You're talking about like in the war after World War II?
Afterward.
I didn't even know they did anything. Like,
no, actually, that was before. So that was before.
Yeah, I don't know that they took any stance. I have no idea. They didn't write about it.
But
in what I read,
they were doing it with their mom.
Are we talking about World War II still? Or are we talking about Cold War?
We're talking about
after. They were doing stuff with their
like
mom?
Like 1939,
that's, 1938. That's pre-World War II.
Okay. It was pre.
Okay. I'm talking about after the war now.
After the war, I'm not sure what their stance was.
Yeah. But I imagine they were still communism. The communists. But
I don't know. I don't think that they did anything violent, though, for the cause
I don't
of
think
communism.
So yeah, so either it's not the
way.
Same as them fighting for the South.
Right.
But they would be... I'm not trying to say communists, like, were fighting in World War... Or in the Civil War. But I'm just trying to
the
find
North,
a
the
simile.
South and communism.
A similar thing.
So, I know. I kind of see where you're going, but...
Regardless of where they were after the war or after what they did, their country didn't give them the Medal of Honor because they saw them as communists until 2014.
No.
She said 1960.
1960s. Oh, dang.
They were given the medal in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm glad it happened while they were still alive.
Yeah.
And their country, like, because maybe people there didn't even hear about it.
Oh, right.
Because, I mean, obviously the internet was a thing for a while, but mm-hmm. it definitely would have gotten in, like, every newspaper when this medal was given out. So I'm glad they were still alive and were able to be thanked for what they had done.
I just can't believe, like, I think back to when I was a teenager, and I don't know. I mean, I would have had the nerve to stick up for somebody, but I don't know that I could have done what these girls did. It takes a lot of strength.
What was the podcast we did where they said, under the right circumstances, you can do anything?
That's true. If I saw somebody killing a baby, I could definitely do it. No problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would maybe pick up.
Yeah.
Pick up the resistance after seeing
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then how did all of Germany, like, I'm not blaming German people, but I'm just saying that I don't remember hearing about German resistance to this level.
There is. I have a book.
Do you?
Yep. It's called History of the German Resistance, 1933 to 1945. So it existed.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, like, I don't think as many people supported the Nazi cause as, like, we think.
They just turned a blind eye because they couldn't do anything.
Well, if you did something and they right. caught you, you went to the camp with them.
Right.
Which doesn't make it okay to do nothing. But,
right, but
that makes it a lot harder. It's like if there was a war right now, mm-hmm. would we quit our jobs to go fight it?
No.
So, like, that's kind of what you'd have to do, I would right. think. Well, maybe not. You don't have to quit your job to go pull the railroad spikes out of a railroad. But
also, their families were also, like, if you were guilty of something, they would take up your whole family. And mm-hmm. sometimes your whole town. And then they would go to the concentration camp because of the one thing that you did. So that really stopped a lot of people, I guess, from revolting because the whole community was in their hands.
I think that's why Hanny changed her name.
Yeah.
Help protect her family.
But her parents were taken at one point. Did you read that?
I didn't.
Her parents were taken because another resistance fighter from another group used her name when she was captured. And so they took her parents. The Dutch police, I think, had her parents imprisoned. And she said that she would give herself up if the parents were let go. But then something happened and they let the parents go anyway. I didn't write down the information, but
that's like a whole other dynamic. Even if you were, like, totally down to, like, be a resistance fighter,
mm-hmm.
now if you get caught, they're going to take your wife, kids, and parents,
right?
Maybe even, like, grandparents and uncles and that.
That's scary. Yep.
That would add a whole new dynamic. Like, yeah, I really care about this, but I'm not willing to sacrifice my whole family. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if they get killed in some bombing or something already. Or, like, they live in the United States or something. Yeah, go for it. Go ahead. Try to get my parents. They're in Milwaukee.
Right.
Which they probably still could. I think there was Nazis in the USA at the time, too. So I don't know if they were...
We had Nazi camps, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they were, like, doing assassinations and stuff. But would we really figure that out?
Right.
If it would have just looked like some random murder or burglary? I would think...
They could make it look like it, yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, these people died. I wonder if their niece was a spy over in the Netherlands.
That's true.
Who knows?
That's why keeping your identity is important. And that was really crappy of that other girl to use her real name as her identity. That was shitty. Mm.
I'm thinking maybe she did turn herself in and they said, well, this wasn't the girl that we captured, so they knew the difference. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what it was. I don't know. People, look it up yourself.
Yeah, only half this was true. Just half-assed.
So what did you learn today?
Pass.
What?
Can I pass?
Sure. What did you learn today?
Girls are badasses.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. We are.
Yeah. They just don't know it.
I learned everything today. Like, I can't believe that there's girls in pigtails riding up on bicycles and shooting Nazis. Like, why? How did that not get reported in history class here? It should be.
Well, it was Dutch history.
Yeah, but still, we learned about, like, Nazis and stuff, so why didn't we learn about, like, awesome resistances that fought against them?
They needed us. They needed to have this podcast to let them know.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you learned today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It works.
So this episode is going to be played in middle schools across the USA now.
Word. Oh, I swore.
That's what keeps the kids listening. They want to hear the bad words.
Yeah. Not to mention all the murders that we mentioned, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that the swear word is fine.
Or the baby murder.
Yeah. That was rough. That's rough. I can't believe that stuff happened. It's probably still happening across the world somewhere, but I'm sure that there's a dictator somewhere.
Yeah, the infanticide seems to be a common theme throughout warfare.
That just makes me lose my mind.
I don't know if infanticide's the right word. Killing of children.
Yeah, that's infanticide, infanticide, something like that.
I didn't know if it was like, you know, like in the Bible where they were killing all the babies mm-hmm. around the time of like Moses or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know if like infanticide was killing all of the babies or just if you kill any.
I think if you kill any.
Like genocide.
Right.
Oh.
Genocide would be like trying to wipe out a group.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never looked up the definition, but it's fun to use that word. No, it's not.
Or not.
I'd rather never have a reason to. I take it back.
Never say that again. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try to live our lives where we don't have to say that.
Well, let's say
because
plus
nobody
thing.
Kills them. Is that say goodbye, girls?
No. Your kid actually did something amazing this week.
Oh yeah.
Tell Brooks.
He peed in the toilet.
Can you believe it? What? Uh-huh.
Kid's not even a year and a half.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He is a smart little bugger.
Just once though.
It'll never happen again until he's four, but...
mm-hmm. Now he tries putting his feet in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's a pool.
It's clean. There's no water in it. In his little potty chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he wants to put his feet in there. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's so...
Look what comes out.
Draven, like, we tried putting, like, Cheerios in to have him sink them and, like, a bunch of other tricks. He would not pee in the toilet. He wanted to pee on trees. So he would like poop in the toilet, but we would have to take him outside for him to pee on a tree.
That's funny.
Yeah, but he eventually.
We're starting with sitting down.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't need him to be aiming.
Oh, yeah. No, not yet.
No, not yet. He can walk, but not that good. Like, not straight. I'm not trying to get him to aim at stuff yet.
And using Cheerios is a dangerous game. Because, like,
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
But he never tried to eat them. Or maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe that's why I start taking them outside more and more.
We got a tree, but it's also, like, 18 degrees today.
Yeah.
While we're recording this. I don't know what it is when you're listening. I hope it's really nice and you're outside. But we're inside and it's cold. And it's cold inside in the basement here.
It is. My nose is running.
I was warm and cold.
Judy's dungeon. Mm. Look at that torture device.
Yeah,
it's a pretty dungeon. I like the blue.
It's a pretty blue.
As far as dungeon color schemes go, this is pretty bad.
It feels like we're outside.
Doesn't fit with the dungeon.
Yeah,
it's nice for like a basement bedroom.
Something podcast room.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Don't be a jagoff.
Get off my planet. If you liked the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.